Joining me now is Dr. Judy Mikovich. Dr. Judy, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Brandon. It's nice to be back this evening.
It's great to see you. I got a monitor in here now so I can actually see you. We've got a lot to talk about. I'm going to have Karen Kingston on a little bit later in the broadcast. And I want to talk to you tonight. You sent me some slides to bring up as well, correct?
Yes, I did.
All right. Tell me what we're going to talk about tonight while I bring these slides up.
Well, what you're talking about in the slides are how the COVID shots, and in fact, essentially all vaccines, are bypassing the innate immune response and causing not only cancer, but autoimmune disease, type 1 diabetes, the comorbidities that are, you know, COVID, you know, not a disease, you know, that is caused by the SARS-CoV-2 virus, but a plague of disease, of chronic disease in our country and really in our world, that we now appreciate at the scientific level are caused by the inoculations. Regardless of what's in the inoculations, you don't inoculate and bypass, you don't inject and bypass mucosal surfaces and the innate immune response. And so this is what that particular talk was about. I gave it at the Truth About Cancer live event in Nashville, Sunday, 2 days ago, at 3 p.m. So this is Truth About Cancer live event where Ty and Charlene Bollinger really broke the whole plague of corruption.
And my goal is to get you, Karen Kingston, Carrie Madej, Dr. Artis, maybe Lee Merritt, to get a group of you together for a town hall meeting here in the Memphis area, just like I'm doing with these four retired FBI agents that I did with America's Frontline Doctors. So I'm going to work on trying to get that scheduled up and turn that into a TV town hall meeting as well. What do you think of that idea?
Oh, I think that's a great idea, because I think that's why I write these talks the way that talk was. A heavily scientific talk. It was data. It was showing if researchers, honest researchers, I highlighted papers from the lab of Stephen B. Balin, who's discussed epigenetics, Johns Hopkins University, discussed in our latest book, Ending Plague, and you see and you see the work that they've done to translate our discoveries. The problem was we made those discoveries in 1992 through 1998. So we've known for 30 years that these processes are, and these toxins and things like HeLa and aborted fetal cell lines and contaminated cell lines, we've known for almost 30 years they're causing the explosion of autoimmune disease and cancer in our world through the transmission of animal viruses in the inoculation.
Now, before we
and
get
here
in,
we have.
Before we get into these slides, now we're getting, we had Leo Homan on in the Lindell Report last hour. They seem to be moving quickly toward this idea of vaccinating 5 to 11-year-olds, right? I mean, this is going to cause a whole generation to explode with cancer, right?
Correct. And this is what we absolutely have to stop. And that's why the talks that I give, and though this meeting was for the general public, anybody who wanted to go, my talks are always based on data. And we don't really have to go into all of the slides, just pull up a few to show your audience the plague of corruption really surrounding ivermectin, Suramin, therapies that are 100-year-old or 60-year-old essential medicines, respectively, you know, with ivermectin, that are anti-cancer, anti-tumor, not just anti-parasitic. So we've been spun a lie, and that's what our book, Ending Plague, so it just came out, Ending Plague, and Plague of Corruption was April 20th.
Let me go to the screenshot because it shows it.
Yeah.
Plague 2014. Sure. Then you had Plague 2017, and then you had Plague of Corruption 2020, That came out early 2020. I interviewed you about that in the spring of 2020, and you were predicting a lot of this, right? And then we had Indie Plague, which came out 2021. So these, and these are, again, the greatawakeningbooks.com. All right, here's your slide, who and why. Because in 1991, 1 million Americans were affected with HIV. In 2010, when studies showed between 10 to 25 million Americans were affected with XMRVs, which likely got into humans via contaminated blood and vaccines. Who are you showing here? The Clinical Center, National Institutes of Health. Tell me who's in these pictures.
Criminal Center. Yeah, I call it the Criminal Center at NIH, where Tony Fauci, as we can see clearly see there, standing next to Hillary Clinton. This was 2011. This was 2011, right when they jailed me. So that's why you tell the story, the who and the why, because federal officials, and this was really the talk in our last book, Ending Plague. Charlene Bollinger had the courage to invite me to Truth About Cancer Live in Anaheim. And I was so excited to go with the cures of the various formulations of plants and cannabis and things that we were talking about. And then she told me the title of the talk. And it was Persecution and Cover-Up. And in my first chapter of Ending Plague, the second half of the book, this is a book by Frank Rossetti, who is my mentor and colleague of 37 years, starting June 6, 1983, 38 years. And Frank Rossetti's never talked about the corruption. And we have interviews there about from Luc Montagnier and everything else. So what Charlene Bollinger asked me to talk about was persecution and cover-up. And it goes to the FBI. It goes to what you just talked about and how the FBI, we had a case under seal, a whistleblower case, a racketeering, a key TAM, you know, a case under seal, constitutional violations for 5 years by the FDA, I mean, sorry, by the FBI, the DOJ, the Ninth Circuit Court there in Nevada, in Reno, Nevada. So we gave them in March. We had a day-long interview with one of my lawyers, and it's in Plague of Corruptions, and we had a day-long interview showing them all of this data, showing them how the mouse, that's what XMRV means, xenotropic, it's not in mice, it's foreign, it's in humans, murine leukemia virus, that's mouse cancer-causing viruses, and retroviruses, that means they stay with you through the generations. So here we've been injecting for 30 years animal tissues, animal cell lines as components of vaccines. The blood supply was contaminated for 30 years because Tony Fauci said, you know, and the press, the politics, the only people that could get HIV were gays, IV drug users, and prostitutes. A virus doesn't know you're a gay man, an IV drug user, a prostitute. It knows you're a prostitute. It knows your immune system. So the Monday after I gave that October 12th talk in 2019 at TTAC Live, the Department of Justice dropped the case. You have to keep a whistleblower case under seal. I mean, you cannot even say you have a case. It's under seal until the government decides if they're going to give you whistleblower status and do it. And they knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, because in 2014, that's the last chapter of Plague of Corruption, Frank Rossetti and I met with the FBI and our attorney for 6 hours, and we proved everything. And handed him a terabyte hard drive of all the data. So we had, why didn't they do anything against Tony Fauci, Francis Collins? That was Harold Varmus in that picture, the head of the National Cancer Institute, Nobel laureate for oncogenes. He's to the left of Hillary Clinton. We call her Killery there at the Criminal Center, the National Institutes of Health, and to his left is that at the time, the head of the NIDA, the Drug Enforcement Agency, and I cut the man they were giving an award to at an event in 2011 for cannabis research over in Israel. Thousands of dollars of grants to do cannabis research as drugs, knowing full well their medical, it's going to heal these disease or be part of a curative therapy, just as they were in HIV and AIDS. And that's what the rest of the talk. Why were they scared to death if XMRV worked out? So I pulled some of the slides from my 2019 talk, and then I pulled slides from the corruption that is COVID, that is those shots, and how the ivermectin and CERAMENT, and they've known it for more than 30 years, could cure the cancers, could prevent the cancers
Because you're saying
used properly.
ivermectin reduces tumors, right?
Absolutely, it's a powerful anti-cancer agent, powerful for metastasis. And so is that drug called CERAMENT, which is a synthetic drug owned by Bayer, a drug is over 100 years old, used for African sleeping sickness. So here we had, and in 2015, Bob Navio's lab at UCSD did a double-blind placebo-controlled study showing that if they use CERAMENT, and the basis for that was our data, the XMRVs, that they were expressed, the expressed XMRV was part of the causation. Nobody said everything, just as HIV doesn't cause AIDS. If you keep your immune system healthy and you keep it balanced, then you don't ever have to get HIV from AIDS. But in the cost of a contaminated blood supply to the American people, to the world in 1980, I mean, in Well, I guess it was 1992, at the height of HIV in this country. It was all only 1 million Americans, and we were spending something on the order of $3,000 a day on research drug development. And we all know, and we'll know with Bobby Kennedy's book, The Real Anthony Fauci, which comes out in November 16th, I believe.
Yes.
And so that book shows you, and the movies show you, and the data are the data. So that's what I walked through in that talk. I showed you the same people that perpetrated that fraud, the same people. I mean, literally the Monday after I gave that talk, October 12th or 13th of 2019, the next Monday they dropped the case with prejudice. That basically meant I made up the whole thing.
Wow.
And so I had a terabyte hard drive that I handed the FBI, the Attorney General of Assistant Attorney General of Nevada, and there were maybe 10 people in the room where my lawyer and I met on March 16th of 2017. And you can start looking at Tony Fauci's promise. Oh, what did he promise everybody in 2017? They knew exactly what they were doing. And the kill shot is the COVID-19 shot. It's the denial of treatments and the shot that will kill first those they've injured with the contaminated vaccines for 30 years and a contaminated blood supply. Because women were said not to be able to get HIV. It was clear they had AIDS. It was clear XMRV was involved. They had the immune deficits. And that's what I did. I walked through this talk and I showed in 28 slides the proof at the data. And the reason I did that, it's not my opinion, it's data. And it's scientists like Dr. Balin, fabulous, the Stephen B. Balin at Johns Hopkins University. We could fix this all right now
So let me ask you
if we
this.
simply stop.
So you're telling me that they have deliberately injected things into the put things into the vaccines related to animals and animal cells that have dirtied up the vaccines that are creating cancer. How about the HeLa, if I've got that correct, HeLa, the HeLa cancer cells from the 1950s and that woman that got a very, very strong cancer, I think it was cervical cancer, that's in a lot of these vaccines, correct?
Henrietta Lacks, and they don't have to put it there. The problem is you manufacture viral vaccines. You must grow a virus in living cells of the organism from which the virus infects. So you must manufacture vaccines for influenza, MMR, polio in animal cell lines that are continue or human or aborted fetal tissues that are continuously growing. So if you look a few slides later, you'll see some of the cell lines
Which one?
that
Which
are in our
slide?
common vaccines.
Which slide should I go to?
Let's just see. Well, let's just walk through it. Not that one, not that one. Let's see. Did I miss it on that? I probably don't have in that slide the picture of Tony Fauci, so it's not there, but this is really important stuff. So that slide's not particularly there, but the cell lines that are used, and this was Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's talk at TTAC, all the animal cell lines. So you don't have to put it there. You just don't clean it up. You just don't filter the virus. You just don't. And it's the subject of our book that this is why HIV didn't cause AIDS. Peter Duisberg, as we start talking about these things, because you can be infected with HIV and never, ever get AIDS. And we learned that in 1992 with my PhD thesis, the monocyte macrophage being the driver of AIDS. So the important thing is it's a manufacturing reality that you use HeLa cell lines, Henrietta Lacks. We used to use the first two initials of the first name and last names. And again, when you have a highly aggressive metastatic cancer, the cells grow outside the body. They're immortalized. So we're injecting cancer cell lines, not just HeLa, but the Vero monkey kidney cells of the COVID,
But okay, let
SARS-CoV-2.
me stop it. Why would you inject the HeLa line that's got from that woman that got cancer? It's named after her. Why would you inject that? I don't think the average layperson gets it. I sure don't. Why would you inject that into? Go ahead.
Into because you have to grow a viral, the antigen. A virus has to grow in a living cell. It uses all of the host cell machinery to produce it. And so this is, you have to grow it in a cell line or you don't grow a
But
virus.
why would you
That's
use
just
a
a
cell line?
provirus.
But why would you use a cell line from someone that had cancer?
Because they use this in all of our body. You have to. They're immortalized. They grow outside the lab. That's the only way to do it. How do you get enough tissue? Every year, our flu virus, our flu vaccine is grown in chicken eggs. So you have to harvest a lot of chicken eggs, and every batch is going to be different. You have to grow influenza if it's not a recombinant viral vaccine, if it's a live viral vaccine. So that's what people realize with our books. That's what we realized with our first book, Plague. We thought it was just a plague of disease. But as you saw on that first slide, Dr. Frank Rossetti said, like the politics, like the Middle of Ages, this is not science, it's politics. It never was in AIDS. You must grow viral antigens for viral vaccines, and it has to grow all the time. Think about how much vaccine you need to make. Hundreds of liters, and we describe it in great simple detail in our latest book, Ending Plague, which came out in September, just a month or so ago. So this is why we've written these books and explained these things, because scientists and people call me up and say, yeah. So one of the big problems in 2011, and you can and our book Plague of Corruption talks about the corruption in so-called vaccine court, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. What is the problem? The problem is, according to the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act that Ronald Reagan signed into law November 14th,
9,
1986,
86, okay.
1986, And I defended my PhD thesis November 14th, 1991, 5 years later. So what, and what that's, I'm, you know, I have a photographic memory. I like to just tell them to make sure they know that we, I mean, that's the terabyte hard drive. It's all the data. So you cannot grow viral vaccines the same way. No more can you make them in animal tissues. Why? Because in the Compensation Act, if you could make them safer and you discovered something to make a viral vaccine safer, polio, influenza, MMR, shingles, chickenpox, on and on and on. Essentially, every vaccine has some of these continuously growing. They're immortalized. They're by definition cancer. You're injecting cancer
So let me ask you this.
causing
So
cell.
let me ask you this. So are do you, so you believe they're de are they deliberately creating cancer in people? Is this so that what they can I mean, the cancer treatment is what I'm sure a multi-billion-dollar industry, right? I mean, let me put it this way. I mean, I'm just a layman. I'm not a doctor. I'm just coming to you as a layman at the gut level. When we watch these protocols that are killing people, and they could use ivermectin. But they don't. They go ahead and use remdesivir, which we know causes kidney and liver problems. But they could use ivermectin
Correct.
with its success rate. They could use 10,000 units or more of vitamin C, vitamin D, and all these other things, HCQ, zinc. So you have these protocols that you and Dr. Artis and others have talked about. Dr. McCullough, Dr. Zelenko has the Zelenko peer-reviewed protocols. They don't use these things. They use protocols the government puts out, as Dr. Artis has showed us. And of course, the hospitals, by using remdesivir, get a 20% extra payout. So it's follow the money. And most of us in America, you know that a guy that graduates at the bottom of his medical class, I mean, you know what the old joke is. What do you call a guy that graduates last in his medical class? Doctor, right? I mean, he graduated last, but you still call the guy doctor. So, you know they're not
Right.
good doctors. You know they're bad lawyers or bad doctors or bad everything. I mean, that's just the fallen nature of man, right? But we didn't think that the hospitals and all of these institutions were so corrupt. Maybe at least I didn't. I knew some of them were, but not to this degree, to think that they actually, you follow the money. Fauci there is giving out money, which I guess he has what, access to billions of dollars. He's distributing it all over the place to these teaching schools and teaching hospitals and all these stat things that leak down to the hospitals. And pretty soon you find out they're not doing what's best for the patient. They're doing what's best for the bottom line or for the depopulation
Sure.
program, whatever it is they're trying to accomplish. And I think a lot of it has to do with depopulation and Agenda 21, Agenda 2030 from the Earth Summit in Rio 92. But we find they're not using protocols that cure people. They're using protocols that kill people. They're putting people on ventilators that don't need to be on ventilators, which end up killing people. And the more people they put on remdesivir and ventilators, the more they get paid. So it's really horrible.
Correct.
Now, with that being our backdrop now, you tell me how I'm not to believe that the same scenario of which I described with COVID and remdesivir and ventilators is not the same type of thing that's going on with cancer treatment, allowing people to get cancer, exploiting them with cancer, lots of money on radiation, chemotherapy, blah, 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 blah. When I know a lot of polls and things I've looked at oncologists, a lot of them wouldn't do this themselves or with their family members recommend it when it comes to a lot of the radiation and chemo. They would try other things or do it very differently. They're themselves, some of these oncologists are not big on this, but this is their job. And so my question is, has this been a huge cancer industry? And if we're deliberately giving people cancer, is it so again we can have a big cancer industry? And is there something more that can cure people of cancer, like big, huge units of vitamin C or ivermectin? Or I guess there's something else a friend of mine's been telling me about that she claims cured her cancer that's not available in the U.S. I don't even have ever heard of it, called RIGVO, RIGVOR. Does any of this make sense to you? I mean, in other words, could we actually decrease cancer,
Yes.
whereas in reality is we're increasing it, where we could be decreasing it? I mean,
Correct.
is that what you're saying?
Correct. That's exactly what I'm saying. So what did we find out in 2011? You know, we caused it with the shots, with the animal tissues, with the unchecked vaccine program, you know, of 30 years where there was no checks once all liability was removed. And that's what Dell Bigtree and the Informed Consent Action Network found out in late 2019. So the timing all matters. Children's Health Defense with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his foreword in our book, Plague of Corruption, because all I simply said to him, he read the book. And all we simply said to him was, and he knew what he was doing on the legal cases. And we were fighting, see, because it really matters in vaccine court. If you can make them safer, and it was clear in 2011, clear in 2011, the animal tissue, the aborted fetal tissue, the cell lines of all kinds, the way we were manufacturing viral vaccines, live viral vaccines, the way we were making them was causing cancer,
And we knew it.
causing
We
type
knew
1
it.
diabetes.
We knew it. We knew it. We knew it. And we kept doing it, which begs the question, what's the goal? Is the goal a cancer industrial complex? Is the goal the depopulation? Or is it both?
Well, now it's both because now the key is. So there was a decision called the Brucewicz decision in vaccine court, and that's detailed in our book, Plague of Corruption. See, that's why that read like prophecy, because I was working with Dr. Rossetti as an expert witness. So I could start digging into these injury cases, which weren't at all rare. And that's why we started seeing the corruption. And there again, with Dell Bigtree and the Informed Consent Action Network, we went to these meetings. We went over the last decade. Remember, 2011, that's a long time ago when Hillary Clinton, why was she in that picture? Oh, that was 2011. She was Secretary of State. She had no business giving money to Israel and investigators while keeping Americans away from curative therapies in cannabis, while keeping American money away. So researchers, see, it's not the researchers, as Mickey Willis shows in his new book, Plandemic, 100% censored, 0% debunked. This is what the movies and the books are bringing out because we all got to talk to each other. And the big thing is, what were they afraid of? Because they quoted federal agencies were scared to death if XMRV works out. What does it mean, works out? Because we caught them. So, but the collective we caught them, and the data never lied, just like the MMR causes more autism in little Black and Hispanic boys if they're given that shot before they're 3 years old. Black men, Black women get more aggressive breast, prostate, and
So
ovarian
what is going to
cancers.
happen?
What is the
What is going to happen now that we found out today? I guess some news is breaking today. Leo Homan was on earlier with moving forward with this crazy idea of vaccinating with the COVID 5 to 11 year olds. This is going to increase their cancer rate because you're saying if you give it to them younger, you're increasing their cancer rate, right?
Correct. They're going to die younger. And that's what we're seeing already. The military, I'm working with people, 23-year-olds that die of triple negative breast cancer. We have people, 11-year-olds, they haven't even started menstrual cycle and they got breast cancer. They don't even have breasts. So you could see all of the injuries as you walk through the corruption that is that vaccine injury compensation program where the injuries aren't rare. And so I encourage everybody to watch the movie 1986, The Act, and you can get it at 1986theact.com. So you start seeing how good people were spun and good scientists were hidden from the data. It was the censorship. So when that's what I put in that talk, when people really see the data, and that is you can't inject animal tissue. You can't inject anything. You can't bypass the innate immune response. So what the collective data says of 30 years is never again another injection. Vaccines can never be injected and give lifelong, robust, lasting immunity. What they're creating is plandemics, HIV, XMRV, whatever you want to call it, cancer, autoimmunity. You're autoimmune because you're attacking yourself. We have an endogenous virome that educates our type 1 interferon responses. And it goes all the way back to 1980. And I have the slide in there showing the cover of Time magazine, March 31st, 1980. Matt, interferon, you know, the big if, I think
Here it
something
is.
like that,
Let's
the
show
if
it. There
for
it is.
cancer.
There it is right there. There you go. Tell me about that.
Could we cure cancer? That was March 31st, 1980. I started at the National Cancer Institute with that magazine in my hand and said, that's what I'm going to do. June 10th, 1980, answered a job ad in the Washington Post. That other picture came from modulating the interferon response to RNA viruses. So if you dysregulate that type one, and you see right there, they changed all of literature with fraud to COVID. And so for some reason, this SARS-CoV-2 virus dysregulates your, gives you a lower antiviral immunity. Well, of course it does. It was weaponized to do exactly that, and you injected it. Remember, this vaccine, called an mRNA vaccine, is a synthetic virus, which tells your cells to manufacture the deadliest spike proteins, envelope proteins, of the three plandemics of my lifetime of 40 years in research: HIV, XMRV envelope in the spike called syncytin, and the SARS receptor binding domain. So it binds to the endothelium and starts driving heart attacks. So if you look at the at this next few slides, we talk about syncytin. Syncytin is a viral
All
envelope, a
right, here's talk about this
retroviral
one.
envelope.
Talk about this slide right here.
Yeah, that's so cannabinoids are antiviral and reduce inflammation. So lipopolysaccharide stimulates toll receptors, part of your innate immunity. So your innate immunity can recognize pathogen-associated molecular patterns. They're called PAMs. On the other side is poly-IC. That looks to your immune system like an RNA virus. So when you start injecting all of the lipopolysaccharide, the bacterial envelopes, these cell lines have been in our labs for 30, 40, 50 years. They're heavily contaminated with all kinds of viruses and Borrelia, Babesia, Mycoplasma, mold. We use antibiotics. We use antimycotics for Mycoplasma. We grow these things in the lab in order to keep them from expressing these contaminants, so we can study which pathways are dysregulated, leading to the most aggressive cancers. So when they grow outside of the body, that's by definition a cancer cell line. It's not transforming necessarily. That means if injected into you, but you're injecting the DNA, the RNA, and the protein of lots of different stuff, totally dysregulating. And here we stop cannabinoids. So we know that if you use plant cannabinoids, you'll drive away from the inflammatory cytokine storm back towards the type 1 interferon pathway. It's not that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine are anti-parasitic. It's that a functional parasite response, a functional immune response, your adaptive T cells to a parasite is not the response you need for a retrovirus. That's or an RNA virus like SARS-CoV-2. And so SARS-CoV-2 never was what people got. But now you're getting COVID pneumonia because they put it in a synthetic virus. The disease is the spike protein, the disease-causing entity. They so deceived the world that they injected everyone with the disease-causing entity.
So
So anybody that has part will die.
is this
So
why
they're killing.
is this why Dr. Joseph Mercola is saying the leaky vaccine breakthrough variant is here?
Correct, because you got AIDS. You couldn't respond if your life depended on it. So what every piece of data says, and think about what they're doing. Oh, they're isolating everybody in these hospital wards, killing them with remdesivir and the wrong treatments because they become the standard of care. So the standard of care is the standard of death. And then when they kill you and collect all your money, then they or as much money as they possibly can before it's a negative response, then they cremate you. Oh, why? Because you won't know it wasn't that virus.
Oh,
You
wow.
can simply, easily do. Yeah, this is the big plague of corruption. So the game after 2011, when our work proved that the animal viruses coming through the needle, whether it be all of our biological therapies, think about everything you see on TV. They're made in these cell lines in the lab. So now what the government is doing is saying, oh no, this is mRNA, this is new technology. They're not made in aborted fetal tissue cell lines. They're tested or whatever it is. So they're covering it up and they're cremating the victims, but they're killing the 6% of America who are already injected with tons and injured. Autism, myalgic encephalomyelitis. I showed their syncytin in multiple sclerosis. These are people with acquired immune deficiencies with AIDS, and that's what they're giving you. And cancer is AIDS, acquired endocannabinoid immune dysfunction. If your immune cells work, they clear the viruses. That's why you cannot inject anything and bypass the mouth, the nose. That's why you cannot wear a mask. That's why your skin is so important. And these shedding is coming right to you of that synthetic spike protein. So that's what everybody needs to know. Never again another injection, ever, and you will live. And what is that? A disease able to affect the economy of nations. Think what mad cow disease cost England. A few hundred cattle or whatever it was, think of what this costs. 12% of America with HIV infections. They will die from this shot. You will drive cancer and AIDS. That's why Colin Powell is dead, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Explain why you believe Colin Powell died.
He had cancer, right?
Yes, that's what we were told.
That's what we're told. He had a blood cancer, a hematological cancer. I don't know that. So you inject, he was fully vaccinated. So he got more than one shot, two shots. And so what that syncytin protein does in the vaccine is drive. And in fact, I have a picture of syncytin there, what you can see the clotting. And this is what Carrie Madej said as well. Syncytia are fused viral envelopes. So if you go to the slides, I don't know what number it is, you could just pin through. You're going to see my pen and my gloved hand looking at an old photograph. I believe
Is
I
that
took
it?
it in
That's it right there.
2005.
Show that, Logan. I think that's it right there.
Correct.
Show that,
Those are
Logan.
syncytia.
Okay.
Those are syncytia. They're big cells. They're multiblastic cells. They're cancer cells because danger-associated molecular patterns. RNA has to travel between cells because if RNA gets out into your blood, that's a danger signal, and you'll turn on your purinergic modulation. So right there, the head of Pfizer admits syncytin is in the spike protein.
And he head of
And so
Pfizer
you have to
admits
have
it's
that.
he head of Pfizer research COVID vaccine is female sterilization. They're admitting that.
Well, yes, because if you have the retrovirus, our endogenous retrovirus, HERV-W is a gamma retrovirus, very closely related to the mouse gamma retroviruses, and in the envelope portion, the spike protein that causes disease. When you express syncytin, you're going to attack yourself. Syncytin makes it like Velcro with the placenta. The fertilized embryo implants into the uterus wall. When syncytin is expressed during the menstrual cycle, you get those things that you see with my pen, clumps of cells. It's like Velcro holding it together. So you're creating tumors. And if you already have a blood tumor, you're creating tumors. And we know in there, just from, that article, we know sincitin's in the spike protein. We know you will have an autoantibody response because every human being has at least four sincitin genes. So then if you turn to the next slide after that one, I believe what I asked next is sincitin expression relevant in brain tumors? Well, here's the paper that showed in 2019, microvasculature aberrations caused solely by the expression of the XMRV envelope or spike. And this is the commercial. This was after I was jailed. This was work that was done in 2009, right a month after our paper was published. Somebody came up with a variant, the Owens lab, and called it XMRV2. And the powers that be. That's what the whole story of ending plague shows you this. You don't need infectious virus. I don't need to cough on you. All I need to, and here's the solution. Vitamin C induces viral mimicry. So it says right there, vitamin C deficiency in patients with cancer might complicate the therapy, so you can't respond to it. So there, if you use Vidaze or 5-azacitidine, this demethylates and changes the expression of genes. That's what this talk was about. That's what my work of my entire career was about. So it's, oh, the toxic legacy of Judy Mikovits, she's an idiot. But here's Stephen Balin, who is a fabulous scientist, but and a longtime colleague. And we know the response. And this is a 2016 paper. Here's another one. Epigenetic therapy activates type 1 interferon signaling to reduce immune suppression. So our own innate immune response doesn't recognize pathogen-associated molecular patterns or danger-associated molecular patterns. And what does ivermectin do? So here's an interferon response. Well, they wouldn't let us use interferon appropriately when it was the big if. Will it work? So we had that in 1983. I thought I'd go do research for a little while, cure cancer, and go back and go to medical school. Who knew we did? Who knew we did in all the way back in 19, another paper. So these are all, I'm just showing the audience how important these pathways are, and we understand it all. And we now know we could give all of these therapies. Yeah, here's interferon. There's cannabis. They were giving the award to somebody in Israel for cannabis. Ha, while we can't have it in America, just like ivermectin. So the last few slides in that,
Here, go
or
to this
some of the
slogan.
slides in the middle, were ivermectin. If you can go through that, Logan, that's so this shows you my question is, because if you look at the receptors on the macrophage, the innate immune response, that's the heart of my entire career. Do you get a tumor-associated macrophage on the bottom right? Do you get the M2, the immune suppressive, or do you stay in a happy macrophage at M1? And what reverses it? Look at all the question marks. And yet we're not allowed to do that because of Tony Fauci, who's butchering dogs. Here's purines, purinergic regulation of the immune system. I show this paper only to show how complex it is. And here, what is ivermectin? I could say next slide. So next slide, you're going to see essential medicine in a basic health system. It's purinergic modulators. I did this on purpose to honor my late daughter-in-law who died at 42, and her oncologist denied her ivermectin. Denied her the right to try. Oh, she could try anything she wants, but get up and look at all the mechanisms. Look at the black X's. This comes from a review article. All the different pathways. We've made drugs my entire life out of plants with Stephen Balin, with other people throughout that my 40-year career, and they stopped us from getting them. And they only give us the standard of care, which is the standard of death. Get remdesivir in there, like you got ivermectin. Here's the thing: the crosstalk between the purinergic receptors can modulate and restore the balance and heal cancer. This is what, and brain disease, and autism, and Alzheimer's disease, and Parkinson's disease, and ALS. We are causing this. But the answer, and here's this is look at this 2001 paper, talked efficacy of pharmacological grade CERAMENT with high grade brain tumors, glioblastoma skyrocketing. Right there, you're looking at crosstalk between purinergic receptors and cannabis receptors. 2001, we knew this, and we've denied this treatment forever. And that's why they had to take me out in 2011, because all our data, this is a large review, and they denied WNT, the key pathways. We've made drug after drug after drug, the mTOR pathway, mammalian target of rapamycin, how your nutrition. You know, how we can ivermectin can affect the growth and proliferation of cancer cells. So this is, you know, this is my, you know, the last slide. This was the last slide in my 2019 talk as well. And the sad thing is that Tony Fauci and the criminals were able to do COVID-19. They were able to carry out, as Mickey Willis did in Plandemic, they were able to carry out their Event 201. Remember, that was Johns Hopkins University, November. Remember, when did I give that talk? October 13th. It was all there that the government had on a terabyte hard drive since May of 2014 when Frank Rossetti was forced into retirement. He was forced into retirement for curing cancer while Tony Fauci isn't correct, isn't not only isn't forced to retire, but isn't jailed or anything else like I was.
Let
So
me let me
we can get this, and
let me
I.
ask you about this. I don't know anything. I just have a friend that's been telling me about this. Rigvir. Now this is a supposedly therapeutic
Right.
group, and I guess you can find out about this for treating certain types of cancer. And I go over here to another group. Here we go. This is a cancer treatment in Germany or at home, how to qualify for treatment, a period of cost. So I started, you know, just researching some of this and finding out that, you know, this is, I guess, a friend of mine I had dinner with says this is what they did to cure their cancer. I think it was a very, very aggressive melanoma. But again, I don't, he talks about this right now, right here, the metastasizes of melanoma. But I don't think you can get this in the US. I think they told me they had to go outside the US to get this. And the individual claimed that oncologists are going over outside the US to do this with preventative. So I guess I don't know anything about it. I'm not endorsing or nothing. I'm just asking questions. I'm hearing and learning more and more. And what is done, I've always been skeptical of the whole cancer treatment thing. I'm like, wait a minute, you get radiation and chemotherapy. Now, usually radiation is a bad thing. You don't want to get that, right? If there's a nuclear blast, you don't want to be near it. You don't want to be around it. But all of a sudden, we're saying, how we're going to cure cancer. And of course, they may kill the cancer, but then you end up with two other kinds of cancer elsewhere. I mean, I'm not saying it's never fixed or helped somebody or saved their life. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the whole thing to me, I told my family a long time ago, if I ever get cancer, I have no plans of radiation or chemotherapy. I'm not going that way. I've watched a family member do that. I've watched friends do that. I'm not going that direction. I would be going with large
Right.
amounts of vitamin C, as we've already seen, IV bags. But I understand that now that's getting harder and harder for cancer patients. Is that true? It's getting harder and harder for cancer patients to get IV bags of vitamin C and to get all these alternative treatments that have proven to work in other countries. Is this true? And what else would you do if you got cancer? What would you do? Would you get on radiation and chemotherapy, or what would you do, Dr. Judy?
Absolutely not. And I would do what's in that paper. I would do what's in that slideshow talk. I would fix my innate immune response. I would do type 1 interferons. Yes, I would do the drugs we made. But what the drugs we made, Vidaza, decitabine, you know, there are great drugs that the American taxpayer has paid a lot of money. So I would take, you know, some of the Bruton tyrosine kinase inhibitors. I would look at the type of cancer. And that's what was so important about that. And look at the expression. We have great genomics plans. platforms where you can see exactly what pathways are wrong with your immune system. So that's why I put vitamin C in there in the mimicry, because yes, I always do that. I use cannabinoids, I use nutrition, I use food as medicine, and then you take a highly targeted approach of one of these drugs, and you turn a cold tumor who's not responding to the immune system into a hot tumor. And when we do this, when we use some of these drugs, some of the chemotherapies and targeted therapies that the taxpayers have paid for, the taxpayers need access. One of the reasons why the FDA is on that last slide on the call to action, they're part of this criminal organization. They don't tell us how to use the drugs. They don't tell doctors. All the FDA was supposed to be is safety. And so if a company can get a drug through on safety and all trials on long-term safety studies, then any doctor can use it any way they want. And every patient should have the right to try. Not some oncologist sitting in there saying, no, she could try anything she wants. She's in a hospital and she can't move and she's on all these therapies. The only thing he would give her at the end of her life was toxic chemotherapy. And this is criminal. And this standard of care, everything about medicine is wrong. And they are caused the explosion of her cancer with the shot, with the masks, you never inoculate a cancer patient or an HIV infected individual. We have papers from 20 years ago that show you, even if they're on antiretroviral therapy, and they get a vaccine, that they can cause a problem to them. So that's the problem with inoculating a cancer patient.
Let me go.
They already have an immune system that can't function.
Let me go to Colin Powell real quick in closing. So he already had cancer reportedly, and you're saying if he got the vaccine, as his family's saying, that what he got would that have exacerbated his cancer? Did we lose?
I froze up.
Say, there we go. Are you there? You froze up. All right, we'll get ready to wrap up. How did it exacerbate his cancer, you think? Let's disconnect with her real quick and reconnect, Logan. We're going to reconnect. Hang on. We're going to reconnect. My guest has been Dr. Let me know in my ear when she's back. My guest has been Dr. Judy Mikovich. We're going to wrap it up with her. And then we're going to go to Karen Kingston, the former Pfizer employee, Karen Kingston. She's also sent us in some PowerPoint slides tonight related to the same topic, related to cancer and what's going on with this vaccine. Very, very, very important topic. Again, where else are you guys going to get this, folks? Where else? A lot of these big TV networks would never cover this because you watch their commercials. It's one drug pharmaceutical company after another. You really think they're going to keep advertising with them if they do shows like this? Again, this is one of the few programs where you actually have the ability to interview people like this and talk by this because it's follow the money. We don't follow the money of big pharma, do we, right? No, we don't. We don't advertise for them. So we can speak the truth. We're not worried about losing their dollars because we don't take them. So again, where are you going to get this? And if you want to keep supporting this, go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code B66. Use the promo code B66 to save up to 66%. A generous portion of each purchase comes back to support this network and this show. Basically, you're getting great products for yourself at a great savings. And when you use the promo code B66, you're not only supporting this network, but you're voting for this two-hour time slot. You're saying you like this two-hour time slot. You want it to stay a two-hour time slot. And you want me to cover guests like this and have guests and topics like this. So MyPillow.com, promo code B66, please. Now, as we wrap up with Dr. Judy to get ready to go to Karen Kingston, the truth about cancer. Tell me again, Dr. Judy, what's going on with Colin Powell? He reportedly already had cancer. His family, I guess, says he gets the shot. How did this cause his cancer to explode and die so quickly, you think?
Because it's causing the syncytia. The expression of the syncytin protein then causes all his cells to clump together. He's got oxidative stress, and that drives the cancer cells. So he basically was throwing a blowtorch on his cancer.
Okay,
and so it can kill him very, very with the quads.
So let me ask you again. Basically, what you're telling me is we have a gigantic cancer industrial complex. They know these vaccines are causing cancer. They know they're dirty. They even know what things to use to cure it. like you've laid out tonight, and they don't do it because it's obviously a gigantic money machine, the cancer treatment, but it's also apparently for some of them depopulation, correct?
Correct. And right now they've been experimenting on people for 40 years, so they have to kill everyone they experiment on, cremate them, so you'll never find the evidence and you can call it COVID. Because once you cremate them, you burn up the nucleic acids. You can't look at colon bowel. You can't look at my, you know, daughter-in-law and see what really killed her.
What, when you say cremate, are you telling me they're really, not every family chooses to cremate. Are you telling me they're really pushing cremation?
They did in COVID, absolutely.
Wow. All right, so I need to have you back as we cover this. The truth about cancer. I know my wife's going to find this program fascinating. This is right up her alley, and it's confirming a lot of the thinking I've had about the whole cancer industry. And the reality is, I'm not saying that oncologists are evil people. It's a lot like we've seen with COVID. We just got a lot of doctors that are just not discerning and educated beyond what they've been brainwashed to believe in schools, correct?
Correct. Yeah, the doctors are good. That's why I showed all the work from our colleagues, Stephen Balin, because when they're given the data and when they're shown how dysregulation of your endogenous virome causes cancer, then we know we have the instant solution. So I'm always showing you the solution. The good doctors will follow the science. That's why I always show the science.
And so, again, a lot of it's follow the money. And if they don't follow the protocols and the money, a lot of them lose their jobs, right?
Correct. But I think we can end that. But we have to do everything. We have to end the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, restore liability. We have to restructure and take down the FDA. I suggested putting Stephanie Seneff. You know, our food is poison. So, if our food is poison, glyphosate is destroying our innate immune response.
Glyphosate,
so
that would be
poison. FDA has not done.
Glyphosate, that'd be Roundup, right?
Correct, and it's poison, and so the FDA is charged with making sure our drugs and our food are safe, and they're not. And so you don't get to decide efficacy. They gave themselves that authority in the 60s. And so we have to look at how people are getting authority and restructure the public health. So it absolutely has to do with public health and not the wealth of public.
Okay,
health.
So the explosion in gluten allergies. You know, my wife all of a sudden, after all these years, all of a sudden, boom. She's getting gluten allergies out of nowhere, and if she gets a hold of any gluten, she breaks out in a rash, gets horribly sick. I mean, it's a bad, bad deal. I got friends all over the country that all of a sudden, boom, are breaking out with gluten allergies, and it's not in their head. I mean, it is a serious medical condition. Is this the result of Roundup in the food, or what else is it? The vaccine? Oh, she's had vaccine. So it has to be what? The pesticides, the Roundup? What is it?
Yeah, it's the pesticides, primarily the Roundup tearing up our gut in the food. Our wheat is not the same wheat. Our corn is not the same corn. Our food in packaged foods, they're loaded with glyphosate. Just, I mean, incredibly contaminated, essentially anything in a box.
Oh. All right, I got to get on to Karen Kingston, the former Pfizer employee, but I just got a text. I just got a text from Silk. You know who Diamond and Silk are?
No.
Okay, Diamond, well, you need to figure them out because I think they want to have you on their show probably. They come on right after me, Diamond and Silk. Anyway, Silk just texts me, can you ask her this question? And I'm waiting for her to text me what the question is she wants to ask. If she'll get it over to me quick enough, we'll get it answered. But Silk, you got to hurry. I'm going to run out of time here. Anyway, Dr. Judy, I want to show back this slide again real quick, Logan. This is all of her books, 2014, 2017, 2020, and 2021. I hope you'll check them out, thegreatawakeningbooks.com, thegreatawakeningbooks.com. Okay, here's her question from Silk. If a person sheds on someone, do they get the same thing as if they were vaccinated, Dr. Judy?
No, they actually get immunized if they shed on you. So you want to enjoy the boosting they're giving you. So when you inject it, your cells got these synthetic virus. Your manufacturing plant, you're manufacturing the deadly spike protein. If you get it by way of shedding, you're getting it in a natural infection. You're exposing your mucosal surfaces, and you can actually get immunized that way. So it's
Okay.
very important to know how to detox that.
So someone that gets around someone that's had it, they shed or transmit it to them, they get it and their immune system fights it and they get immunity. If they survive it, that's all fine, nothing moving along. Now you got immunity. But for some, of course, if they have underlying conditions and someone sheds on them, they could die because now they're maybe in the high risk of high blood pressure, heart issue, diabetes, overweight, those kind of things, right? Because so for someone like that becomes a real problem, right?
Yeah, cancer, absolutely. I have no doubt that's what killed my daughter-in-law.
Wow.
She was her numbers were
Hold
not
on,
in
Silk.
the hospital, and
Logan,
all
come
those
get this phone,
toxins
please.
are shedding.
All right. All right. Well, good. So I think Silk just called in.
Yes, you
Silk just called
protected.
in. She knows my numbers. I mean, this is she gets the
Yes, you
VIP
were here.
treatment. Silk just gets to.
I just sent a question over. It said it was sent. I need to know if a
Yeah,
person who
tell her
has
there's a
it.
time delay. We answered it. There's a time delay. It's
Silk,
about Silk's
this.
wanting her question answered so bad she called me on the phone.
It's this
All
envelope.
right, so that's
Okay.
hilarious. You got to watch
Okay.
Diamond and Silk tonight later, Dr. Judy. They're sweet gals. They come on right after me.
Okay.
Silk texted her question, and there's a time delay between the time I say it and the time it goes out. Silk was not going to miss her chance to get her question answered, so she just used
I just
the.
missed it, though.
She, no, oh, hope she didn't miss it. But anyway, that's hilarious. She's like, I'm going to use his phone and call him. All right, Silk, there we go.
The
We answered
answer
it.
is
If you missed it, catch it on the replay. All right.
you want to be exposed that way because your mucosal surfaces will generate the appropriate immunity. And the good news of that is you don't care about the variant du jour. So the bottom line of everything is never again get another shot, and you will live and have the best immunity you've ever had.
But if
And
someone,
ivermectin and cannabis are going to be part of your solution.
but if someone sheds on you or they transmit it to you, as Silk is asking, you can get it and recover and build up your immunity from it. The only people that would be at risk would be those that have the underlying conditions.
Correct. And those at risk, take ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, vitamin C, the same thing you would do to prevent the disease should there have ever been a SARS-CoV-2 epidemic. It was always infection by injection.
You're a national treasure. You've taken a lot of heat, a lot of criticism, but you keep being proven right over and over and over again. Let me show the screen one more time, Logan. Her books, Plague 2014, then also Plague 2017, and then Plague of Corruption, Ending the Plague 2021 that just came out. Get them at thegreatawakeningbooks.com, thegreatawakeningbooks.com. All right, and by the way, Silk just texted me and said thank you. Thank you, Dr. Judy.
Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Sil. I'll get on there sometime and I'll watch
Yeah,
it.
watch her and Diamond tonight at 9 o'clock Central. All right, Dr. Judy checking in with us. Thank you so much, Dr. Judy.